Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, the Scottish Government has promised to pay 90% of the less favoured area support by the end of this month. By Tuesday this week, 85% of those claiming had received their money following earlier complaints that payments were slow coming through this year. The Scottish Government stepped up their efforts to get payments out, and they've also contacted farming specialists at all the clearing banks to update them and forestall any cash flow problems for those in the less favoured areas. Secondly, in the news is the controversy surrounding future plans to deal with possible foot and mouth outbreaks. It's now just 10 years since the last major outbreak, and there are still question marks over the use of vaccines to control the dreaded disease. The European Commission have said that a vaccination programme to control future outbreaks had to be considered as they no longer accepted the mass slaughter as a solution. However, those farmers who were forced to vaccinate would suffer financially due to their animals becoming worthless as a result of that vaccine. But possible concerns about the safety of vaccinated meat were brushed aside by Chief Vet Charles Milne, who claimed it was totally safe. The farming industry and the government do need to find a solution after the final 2001 costs were estimated to be £8.43 billion. The final word came from Lockerbie farmer Robin Spence, who lost 620 cattle and nearly 700 sheep and countless lambs that year. He said much more needed to be done on preventing the disease entering the UK. Now, as we've mentioned before on MFR Farming, the whole subject of a reform in the way farmers get paid their subsidies is up for review in 2013. And Richard Lockhead was yesterday chairing a multinational conference on the matter. He explained to us just why subsidies are so important to Scottish farmers.
At the moment, the return from the market is not good enough to make sure that many of our farms are viable, because the supermarkets tend to swallow up a lot of the money that's spent on food. And until that changes, we have to make sure we have ongoing direct support for our farmers. We have to give them that financial support to make sure they're producing to the highest standards, which of course costs money, and of course to make sure they're viable. But the new policy is up for change in 2013, and we have to make sure Europe takes into account Scotland's circumstances and we get a good deal for Scotland.
And we'll have more from Cabinet Secretary Richard Lockhead on that subject of CAP reform right here on MFR Farming at the usual times, 6:40 and 12:40.